Wisconsin, it's finally here. Yuengling, oldest brewery in America, family-owned and operated for six generations, and now officially in Wisconsin. Whether I'm tailgating, watching the game at a sports bar, just kicking back, I'm reaching for a Yuengling. DG Yuengling & Son, Pottsville, PA. Enjoy responsibly.
It's Friday, and that means it's time to check in with GKB President Craig Karmazin.
Has any market been as consistent where they only have one team than Wisconsin? We know Chicago hasn't been.
No.
Fridays with Mo.
Yeah, but until you win a championship, you can't really say that. And they've had one champ.
Chewy, we're going to just create an AI. The AI Chewy can just bring up championship. We don't even need Chewy.
They've had one championship.
What, is going to be put like a hologram over
and
there?
What?
Craig Karmazin on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy is brought to you by Saturn Lounge, your partner for marketing strategy, creative content, and winning campaigns. From websites to video and everything marketing, visit SaturnLounge.com to tell the world your story.
Our chat with Craig Karmazin is brought to you by Saturn Lounge. Connect with our friends Jim and Bennett for all your website and video needs. Hey, Craig, how you doing? Nice to see you in studio.
Great to see you. Wait, so what happens? You said they randomly assign people Mizorowski strikeouts, but then what happens? Like, what is if you get it right? Do you win something? What happens?
Yes, you win a set of Brewers tickets to a game later in the season.
Oh, okay. So it's how he pitches this weekend's game.
Yep.
You get assigned that game. And you're rooting for your range of strikeouts.
Correct.
If you get that right, you win tickets later
that
in the year.
That is absolutely correct.
Yeah, we've been doing this contest for, what, like 2 months here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy?
Yep.
Brought to you by our friends at Toyota. Speaking of the Brewers, we were talking about Mizorowski. We're talking about Harrison. We're talking about Henderson. They add Dustin May, who goes out and pitches pretty well yesterday.
Nice win.
Does that make you feel more confident about the way that this Brewers rotation is constructed headed into the postseason?
I've always felt confident about it. I said last week I didn't think it'd be schoolable, but I thought they would add a starting pitcher. So I'm not here for the victory lap. I'm not mad that Josh didn't play back my clip being exactly right. You know, I texted him like four times saying, yeah, that's that Chewy not remembering. That's really, but I actually was a little worried after that game, after the trade deadline when they lost. I thought there might be a little hangover.
Yeah.
And that was like, we've seen that once before with this team, and like they never kind of came back from it.
You talking hater?
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. That hater year, yeah. It felt like it hung over the team. But Jen, I think you're right. I think like all of a sudden it's like, oh, wait, we got some arms here. Like if you look at now these last three wins, I think that's why there's no hangover, because I think there's a belief that we have the best record in baseball for a reason, because we have these arms.
And it's not just the four guys that we mentioned. Obviously, they do have some depth there as well. But also, I really like what they've done with the bullpen. They feel solid at the back end of the bullpen. Like, I know that people are saying they don't have a lot of playoff experience. May does. But it does feel like that if they get into a jam, which cross your fingers, knock on wood, all of that stuff, they did sort of bolster slash support slash safety net their way through by adding to the bullpen and who they have on the back end.
Well, we found out something at the trade deadline, and maybe we knew this already. The Brewers are not the Dodgers or the Cubs, right?
Yeah, okay.
That's what we found out, right?
Well, what was your take on the Skubal thing? Because they clearly were not offering what the Dodgers wanted. I think when you clear all the smoke, that's what went down. Would you have given them Harrison? Who are they given?
Henderson.
Henderson.
Would you have given him Henderson to get Skubal for a rental?
Of course I would have, but I would have ruined the future of the Brewers like 20 times by now, and I would have held on to guys too long. Like, the Brewers have proven time and time again that this strategy works, and our fan base buys into it. Like, just because we don't always, and like, I'm like such an all-in, and I always want to do this. Like, I would not have had this consistent winning like this team has, so... their strategy has proven to be effective just because there hasn't been the breakthrough in the postseason.
Does it matter? This isn't 2005 where you're looking to win game. We don't care about the Brewers are at a point where we really don't care about the regular season anymore.
That's not true.
They want the next step.
That's not true.
If they go Dodgers again in four, how are you going to feel?
But there's nothing that makes you think that's going to happen with this team. It happened to happen last year. They got blown, their doors blown off. But you say we don't care about the regular season. We only care don't care about the regular season because you have the best record in baseball. If this team was sitting at 57-75, you for damn sure would care about the regular season.
It has been incredibly rewarding to watch day in and day out this version of Brewers baseball, this roster, this team, and see them have the success that they've had. So,
and Jen, isn't
if I were asked 1 or 0, do you care about the regular season? My answer is yes, I care, because it's been incredibly rewarding to be a part of it from a fan standpoint.
But Brewers fans, and we're at that point where we were with the Bucks, where it's like, okay, now it's time to win a championship.
Of course you want more. And the Brewers last year made it to the NLCS, which was unbelievable. Beat the Cubs. Like, you can't roll your eyes at beating the Cubs
in five. I know, but Craig, you tell me. Brewers, Dodgers, NLCS, what will the line be? Dodgers win in what?
Dodgers will be massive favorites. I would guess it'd be, and Josh, you know better, but like, I would guess the easiest way to explain the odds would be it'd probably be somewhere around like Dodgers in 5.5. Like, so it's like you're not even picking Brewers or Dodgers. It's do you think the Brewers will make it 6 games or more, or the Dodgers will win in 5 games or less? But once you're in a 7-game series, you have a chance.
Baseball's
and the
different.
Fact
I
that
agree.
The Brewers can get there, like, they will have a chance. I mean, last year they didn't hit, and it ended up being not as competitive as it looked like it could be, but that doesn't mean it won't be this year.
I know, but I need a safety net. I need a safety net in case it happens.
For his emotions.
Yeah. Right.
For my emotions.
But I think I saw it on social media, right? Like, when you look at when the Brewers won their 70th game each of, like, the last 6 years, it's taken them less and less
games. They're well ahead of the pace from previous seasons.
Like, every year they've gotten better. Like, this is unbelievable. So don't give me, I don't care about the regular season. This is a joy to go out to American Family Field and watch how this team plays. And you know, and I almost feel like we're also even being able to generate some connection with a bunch of players on these teams, on this team. It's not like, oh, it's a new roster every year.
What would you do with Yelly?
I
looked up some stats as I did a little homework,
ooh,
and I looked at the, you know, they had a criteria you had to meet for DHs.
Yeah.
In average, he's 61.
I don't know. What, he's 61.
Out of all the guys that DH in the league this year and met the criteria, he's
in OPS or in what?
I don't know. OPP, yeah, you know me. Yeah. What the hell's OPS? I mean,
wait, but what metric?
What
you
would
using?
You do with them? What would you do with them?
I
like the OPP, yeah, you know me.
Yeah, I would. Naughty by nature. So I think Christian Yelich has to be part of this team if they're going to win. So I don't know what spot in the lineup he needs to be in. I don't know how to do it. I know that a big part of why this team wasn't great in the postseason in the NLCS was because Christian Yelich's bat just wasn't there by the time you got to the NLCS last year. So whether it's giving him rest, whether it's moving around the order, I believe Christian Yelich is not done and over, and I think Christian Yelich can still be part of this team, so I don't know what to do with him.
So they've talked about his leadership and obviously being one of the veteran presences in that clubhouse, which, again, he still can be even if he's not playing. But I always go back to what you guys mentioned earlier, which is the hater thing and just how delicate chemistry is and how you just never know if one move is going to sort of crumble the whole house. And so there's a part of me that wonders if Murph isn't wrestling with that as well. Like, what does it do to the psyche of the rest of this team if, in fact, we bench Yelich? And conversely, what does it do to the psyche of this team and guys who have been productive and been performing if we don't bench Yelich?
Yeah, well, I think what we've seen with this team is, like, the best winning streak of the last 3 years was with Jackson Chourio, who, along with Bryce, like, probably the best players on the team, right, was out for the entire winning streak. So this team is not dependent on one player. So the idea that Christian Yelich, you know, may move around, may sit for a week, may need a reset, obviously he's the highest paid player, he's the longest tenured player, so it's a big story, but I don't think he is going to be a distraction to this team, and that is why I think this culture is so good.
All right, pivot. Did Goody make a mistake in getting rid of Haversick? Basically, smacks competition.
I don't know. Not prepared to. I'm not.
Well, you had a sample of it a couple of years ago with Aunt Carlson. It was a train wreck.
Yeah.
And thank God McManus was available.
I mean, aren't there always kickers available? Like, it's not. Come on. Like, I mean, really, like, educated.
All right.
To
I
kind of
like
always
what you're saying because
available.
You're discounting how important kickers
Why
are.
Why do the Packers have such a tough time finding a reliable one?
it's lightning in a bottle, right? Like, they found one. Obviously, they...
Well, I think the problem
theoretically,
is,
supply and demand, if there are so many out there...
No, Jen, like, I'm saying you're right. There's probably, like, 12 of them who are, like, difference makers, who are, like, consistent, who you know, like, will start week one and will start week 17. I think, like, once you get past the top half of the league, there's probably, like, kickers 16 through 150 are probably interchangeable.
No, I think the problem is that, like, the quarterbacks, where you had Favre, Rodgers, and now Love's pretty good. He's not there where we want him. But we had Jackie, we had Longwell, and we had Crosby.
Yeah.
Like, that's, like, 35 years of great kicking, and now we're like, all right, where's the next one?
And Jackie may not have been, like, I guess back then his leg was pretty long. I was going to say, like, yeah, you know, he doesn't have the 50 pluses, but it's true. That is an underrated part of what linked all those playoff teams was consistency, yeah, at kicker, mm-hmm, at kicking where I mean, would Longwell and Crosby each have, like, maybe one bad year?
Well, they, like, all beat one another out for highest scoring Packer, yeah, of all time. It, yeah, went from Jackie to Longwell to Crosby. So,
yeah. What's your excitement level for family night tonight? And again, I'm not sitting here ever saying, like, oh, it's a major ordeal. You're going to learn so much about the roster and what they're thinking for each player. But it's a nice little tradition that the Packers have.
The biggest day in sports is 6 days away. That's all my mind is on. Oh, I don't know if I'm allowed to say that. In the next week or so.
U.S. Open?
No. What? Tennis?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
No, it's horrible.
6 days away?
Maybe. I don't know how many days away, but it's coming up. NBA schedule release.
Oh.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Did you see what the books are saying for wins for the Bucks?
22?
I don't care about the books.
Did we see 22? Is that the number?
I thought I saw 22.
Dude, maybe it was 23, team, actually, now that you say it.
I mean, so first of all, everyone's trying to win in the NBA this year, you know, which should seem like a normal thing to say. But last year, 9 of the 30 teams weren't trying to win. So all of the over-unders are going to be affected by that. I don't talk about gambling, but what I do talk about is I'm so excited about this team. I'm so excited
Don't wreck your court. You're doing so well. Do not destroy your credibility.
What?
They're not going to win more than 22.
I'm not saying they're going to win more than fair. I'm not going to predict a single win this year.
Okay.
That's not what I'm here to do. I'm here to say that people are going to fall in love with this team. They're going to love Taylor Jenkins. They're going to love Braden Burries. They're going to love having Tyler Herro back. They're going to love how hard this team plays. Khalil Ware, Jaime Jaquez. I mean, Ryan Rollins. There's so much to enjoy and love. This team is going to play so hard, and this is going to be
Don't make us poll it every year.
I'm telling you, every game available on over-the-air TV, on cable, everyone's going to be able to watch it. This team's going to be accessible to everyone.
Josh.
There's none of the Giannis stuff hanging over the team. This is a year that people are going to be really excited. Hey, I want to check out these guys.
Good. The opportunity, you're opening up the door for me to make my campaign, which is the Bucks need to recognize that this is a transitional year, and they need to let the media tell stories about those players. Because for too long, they have closed the doors to the local media being able to share stories about some of the other players. They allowed Giannis to be the rudder of the ship. Everybody's going to come out and see Giannis, but he's not there anymore.
Are you going to come to Media Day?
I could go to Media Day
and tell stories. We'd love to have you tell stories. You're a great storyteller.
My whole point is, like, the local media wants to share stories about these players and
who's being denied storytelling abilities.
I think they're being denied access.
Yeah, I mean, there are so many great stories that are going to be told from this team. This team, as I said, Chewy, we are so used to every team in the playoffs every year, every team playing for championships every year. What Chewy doesn't know is that, you know, before the Packers won all those things, they weren't always championship teams, right, Chewy? What was their record when you got drafted?
It was 4-12.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? That 4-12 year, was that a special year?
No, I wasn't there. My first year was 9-7.
Yeah.
And yeah, yeah, we're heading in the right direction.
And so real ones, real fans, this is going to be people's chances to get on board and to see the guys, see how hard they play, see Taylor Jenkins in action. And by the way, I hate to say it this way, but also the NBA, like, the LeBron thing, the Giannis thing. There are so many interesting teams this year. Ja Morant goes to another team. LaMelo Ball goes to another team. There's just going to be so many fun games to watch this year. And the Bucks playing hard. There were so many games last year the Bucks lost by over 20 points at home. Like, I think there was a streak where 12 consecutive losses were by 20 points or more where the team was not competitive. I'm so excited to see how competitive we are. And it's not, to me, this year about wins and losses. But we don't have our draft pick, so we're going to try to win. The team's going to try to win every game we can.
All right, real quick. You, I want to see where your loyalties lie, because you have ESPN Chicago as well as ESPN Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Wisconsin. Who finishes with a better season, Bears or Packers?
I think it's so schedule dependent.
It's a simple question.
I want the Bears too, because we work with the Bears, and so my bias is clearly with the Bears. I think the schedule is tougher this year. I think Jordan Love, I'm with all the analytics people. I think they end up with the same record.
Ask that question next week or the week after, too. Good grief. Craig, thanks for hanging out with us today.
Thanks,
have a great week, and we'll talk to you again soon. You guys know how much I love what Closets by Design did for my closet. It's not just closets, though. They do mudrooms, and they do garages. If you're pulling into your garage thinking, man, this place is chaotic, I have no idea where my hockey bags, my golf clubs, my hunting gear, my fishing equipment, my bikes, my yard tools, my kids' sports gear is, Closets by Design can help you get a handle on that. Right now, 40% off. Ask about their special financing options. Schedule your free in-home design consultation at closetsbydesign.com. It's closetsbydesign.com.